Are you tired of watching the same old travel videos on the internet? Well, then check out MikeNoGoZones.com, a travel documentary that's breaking barriers. I go to the places that the media tells you to fear, where no one else dares to go. Baltimore, Opa-locka, south side of Chicago, and more. Go to MikeNoGoZones.com.
The San Diego guy, what's his name, bro? The godfather of offense. Sam or what's his name, bro?
Bambi. I know.
Bambi was his receiver. Smoked the pipe. What's his name?
With Coryell. El Coryell.
Oh, dude, no. El Coryell was, an offspring. It's Sam something. What's his name, dude? One of the few Jewish coaches in those days. What's his name, dude? Anyway, those two guys. They're the ones that said, no, this black and white stuff, no. Linebackers hang out together. DBs hang out together. Running backs hang out together. I don't care what color they are. And it was those guys that then turned the tide and really opened the door for the black athlete. And then that's when, obviously, football exploded. And so for me, I know the story of the AFL really well. And to me, even though I was born in 66, I almost feel like I wish I was born in 50, so I would have enjoyed the 60s of the AFL and the rise, because I would have been a hardcore AFL fan. And the ties, the Bills are from the AFL, the Boston Patriots are from the AFL, the New York Jets are from the AFL, the Miami Dolphins were part of the AFL expansion in 66, that it was Miami, Cincinnati, I forgot which other ones were there.
You know. Hey, I could say very safely, you would be an AFL guy because you were a USFL guy.
Yes, definitely. But everything about the AFL was just fun. Whereas the NFL was kind of boring, it was more about running. The AFL was airing it out a little bit more than the NFL. Sid Luckman, thank you, Troy. Thank you, Sid Luckman. I said Sam, right? Sid Luckman, that's it. There you go.
Yeah. When you said Sam, I thought of Retigliano. Browns.
Sid Luckman is like
Sid Luckman. Good job.
Sid Luckman is like the godfather of the passing game. Okay. He's the guy that first said the field's 120 yards, it's long, it's 52 yards wide, and we plan on using every inch of it. So he was the first guy to really spread out offenses and really force defenses to stretch out. And he was kind of the guy that influenced a lot of the things that people are doing now, Sid Gilman was doing back in the 60s. You know, he's like the genius of offenses. He's the guy that Andy Reid will look up to, and Belichick will look up to, and all of these old coaches that are here now, they'll all tell you, no, you got to go. Sid's the guy, bro.
That's the first true vertical air attack coach.
Yes, definitely. Kansas City also then did it.